Good morning and welcome to day 34 of our daily Lenten video series. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And our focus continues to be God's story, our story, as we reflect upon the daily readings in our Lenten devotionals that we've been using. Today is Saturday prior to Holy Week. Tomorrow is Palm Sunday. And our reading for today is a reading again from Holy Week, actually from Maundy Thursday, when Jesus took bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat, do this in remembrance of me, and the cup also after supper in the same way. Words that are familiar, words that we remember as we come to the table to remember what God through Christ has done for us. The reflection today is an encouragement to think about the hands of Jesus as he broke that bread. Those hands, those human hands that he shared a meal with the disciples prior to his betrayal and his arrest, and most especially prior to his death. It got me thinking about the humanity of Jesus and what it must have been like for him to know that was his last Passover meal. That was his, perhaps the last time gathering with the disciples, when he withdrew into the garden the last time to recede and pray in such a way. Each of those lasts he knew he was going to experience for his humanity. He knew that he was going to die a human death, being fully human and fully divine. It's been just a few days, more than 2 years since my father passed. And the week he died and the week he was dying was Holy Week. So it makes me remember, or invites me to remember, his lasts that week, our last conversations, all the last things that we did together as he was moving toward death. Jesus is moving toward death, and the good news is through his death and resurrection, even though my father has died, I know that he is already living in the presence of the Almighty. As we come to the table, as we kneel at these rails, we remember. We are encouraged to remember, and as we participate in this meal, and as we do so, we are also encouraged to remember that here we are gathered with all the saints who have gone before. We are remembered, we are brought back into community with them as they too partake of this sacred meal. For this, my friends, is a foretaste of the feast to come. And here we gather with the saints. Here I feel particularly close to my father as I remember and give thanks for his life. But most importantly, as I remember and give thanks for the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. As we move to Holy Week, I encourage you to remember. Remember what God through Christ has done for you. Remember those who have gone before. And to know that one day you will be remembered, reunited with them. Tomorrow we will gather in this space to celebrate the arrival of Jesus and the disciples into the holy city, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. And we will make our way next week to the cross, to the grave, and ultimately to the celebration of the resurrection. I hope you can continue this journey with us and make time and space next week for the events as they unfold. Thanks for being with me on this Saturday morning. Tomorrow, join us in worship in person or online, and I'll see you on Monday for day 35. Take care.